Exercise 3, page 20.
June 9th, 2010. The Indian Ocean. Hi, guys. I'm out in the Indian Ocean, 2,000 kilometers from the coast of Australia. The weather here is terrible. All day today, the wind was blowing at over 100 kilometers per hour, and the waves were about 10 meters high. Sailing wild eyes up and down those waves was exciting for a while, but I'm really tired now. June 10th, 2010. The Indian Ocean. The storm kept going all day today. When it got dark, the wind dropped and the sea seemed calmer, so I went downstairs. I was checking the engine when, suddenly, a giant wave hit the boat and threw me across the room. Then I realized my boat was rolling over. My mast snapped, my engine stopped working, and my satellite phone broke. I am alone in the Indian Ocean. The only thing I can do is send a radio signal to show I'm in trouble and hope someone, somewhere hears it. June 11th, 2010. The Indian Ocean. I'm so relieved. I was lying on the deck, worrying that no one would hear my signal, when I saw a plane. I talked to someone on board by radio. They're sending a boat to rescue me. June 12, 2010. The Kerguelen Islands. This afternoon, a French fishing boat arrived to pick me up. The wind was still blowing hard, and it was raining heavily. It was a difficult rescue, but luckily, I'm safe now. I can't believe I'm finally on dry land. June 20th, 2010. Reunion Island. It took 8 days to reach Reunion Island. The sun is shining brightly here. It's a big change from rough seas and stormy weather. Today, my brother Zach arrived to take me home. I'm sad my dream of sailing around the world is over, but surviving such a dangerous situation is still a great achievement.